Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with music by Bob Dylan. His new record's called Modern Times. It comes out on the 29th of August. The music on Modern Times is well played, often bluesy, often subdued. Lyrically, Modern Times can be bitter, sometimes romantic, oftentimes absolutely brilliant. The song that shook me the most is the closing cut to this CD. It's 9 minutes long, and ironically, it's called Ain't Talkin'.
As I walk out tonight in the mystic garden, the wounded flowers were dangling from the vine. I was passing by a young cool crystal fountain. Someone hit me from behind. Ain't talking, just walking through this weary world of the world. Heart burning, still yearning. No one on earth would ever know. They say prayer has the power to heal, so pray for my mother. In the human heart, an evil spirit can dwell. I'm trying to love my neighbor and do good unto others. But oh mother, things ain't going well. Ain't talking, just walking. I'll burn that bridge before you can cross. Heart burning, still yearning. There'll be no mercy for you once you've lost. Now I'm all worn down by weeping. My eyes are filled with tears, my lips are dry. If I catch my opponents ever sleeping, I'll just slaughter them where they lie. Ain't talking, just walking through the world mysterious and vague. Heart burning, still yearning. Walking through the cities of the plague.
Bob Dylan, the song's called Ain't Talking. A full version of that song from Modern Times can be heard at our website, npr.org. We played full versions of the songs on our podcast when we get permission. In the case of Bob Dylan, that didn't happen. When he was beginning to play music, Bob Dylan's hero was Woody Guthrie. Guthrie is the granddaddy of American folk music. He wrote over 3,000 lyrics in his relatively short life. Guthrie was 55 when he died in 1967. You surely know the song This Land Is Your Land, but I doubt if you know Orange Blossom Ring or Wheel of Life or our next tune, Mermaid's Avenue. You don't know these songs because, until now, there were words stashed away in a Woody Guthrie archive. Over the years, Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora, has been finding talented musicians to put these words to song. And if you've not heard Wilco or Billy Bragg taking on Woody's words, you owe it to yourself to find these records and give them a listen. Now the klezmer band, the Klezmatics, have turned the words of Woody Guthrie to heartfelt and sometimes funny tunes, including this one called Mermaid's Avenue.
I've seen a haze and wise and witches, and I've seen where the smoked fish meets the pretzel, where the borscht sounds like the sea. This is where hot Mexican chili meets chop suey and meatball sweet. Mermaid Avenue, she's a nervous jerk, but still she's hard to beat. But there's never been a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. No, I've never seen a mermaid here on Mermaid Avenue. I've seen a hat and flags and witches, and I've seen a shark or two.
The song Mermaid's Avenue is performed there by the Klezmatics with words by Woody Guthrie. Mermaid Avenue was the street that Woody Guthrie lived on in Coney Island. You can hear other lyrics by Woody Guthrie set to music by the Klezmatics on their new CD called Wonder Wheel. Just back from vacation, I hadn't heard a new CD in 6 days, so the first thing I did was I pulled randomly from my overwhelming stack piled in my office. The CD that I pulled out seemed heartfelt and made me smile. Was it just my vacation break, or do you like this one as well as I do? It's a CD by Jeff Reacher, and the song's called Hidden Meaning.
Promise you'll never cry over me.
Jeff Reacher, he's been making this odd blend of country electronic music for some time. He calls it Country Brecht, though why he names his musical style after the epic German playwright, I don't know yet. Maybe because it's meant to be provocative. And his stage shows are said to have a sense of immediacy, since he mixes all the sounds together live. Jeff Reacher's CD is called Avec Reacher, c'est plus ça. I have an awful lot of odd stuff in the big box of CDs today, and I want to play you something that gets you an idea of what a show like All Songs Considered gets in its mail. This is Judy Dunaway, and she is, and I'm not making this up, because it says it right here on the CD cover, she is the mother of balloon music. And you're listening to Etude No. 2 for Balloon and Violin. Now, I'm not going to play much of this because it'll drive the cats and dogs across America out into the streets, but Judy's serious about her balloons, and in the liner notes on her new CD, Mother of Balloon Music, she has a long explanation of how she does what she does and its relationship with feminism and modern jazz. So if you want to check out more about Judy Dunaway, go find her CD called Mother of Balloon Music and give it a listen. Well, the very next CD out of the pile was perhaps even more unexpected. This is Yatka, and they're a band from Tuva. Tuva is in western Siberia. The Tuvans are known for their incredible throat singing, and it's such a deep sound, it's so hard to believe it's human. It makes Tom Waits sound as if he's been sucking helium out of some of Judy Dunaway's balloons. On this new record, Yatka sings the music of their rock heroes. Listen to Led Zeppelin's When the Levee Breaks by Yatka. Thank you. Albert Kuvazin and the band Yadka. Just incredible, isn't it? Other covers on this CD called Recovers include music by Kraftwerk, Joy Division, and you can hear Iron Butterflies and Agata DeVita and so many others. A real treat from what at times seems like another planet, Tuva. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. My brightest diamond is Shara Warden's project. Shara is the daughter of a world-class accordion player. That was her dad. Her mom played organ in the church. Shara grew up singing in a Pentecostal church choir in Ypsilanti, Michigan. As an adult, Shara Warden studied opera, but also would go to the Knitting Factory, a performance space in New York City, to listen to Antony and the Johnstons. She also learned a bit of electric guitar. The reason I find all this trivia about Sharon Warden interesting is that it helped me understand how My Brightest Diamond found such a rich sound. Listen to Something of an End, the opening cut to the CD, Bring Me the Workhorse. Shara Warden's a singer in the band My Brightest Diamond. When I first heard her voice, I got the chills, the same way I did when I first heard Jeff Buckley. I look forward to hearing that CD a whole lot more. It's called Bring Me the Workhorse. Madeline Perreault is a singer we've been following over the years. She's a wonderful interpreter of songs that others write, though her new CD called Half the Perfect World has four of her own songs on it. On today's All Songs Considered, we began with the Dylan CD, Modern Times. Modern Times is also the name of the incredible Charlie Chaplin film. You may not know that Charlie Chaplin wrote the musical theme to Modern Times. It's one of the most beautiful songs I know. And you can hear Madeline Perreault close out her new CD with the song Smile. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Sign up for our podcast. Take the show with you on your next commute. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Of sadness, although a tear made me ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.